Okay, so imagine, if you will, everyone in on a crypto project, all on the same page, all winning together. No pump and dumps, no early investors taking the money and running. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, that's the idea behind Goblins Cash, and it all revolves around something called PGOB. We're diving into Goblins Cash today, specifically a document called Team Investor and Advisor Incentives, Fairness Within Goblins. And let me tell you, it's a fascinating read.
Yeah, it really lays out a vision for a different kind of crypto future, one that's more about fairness and sustainability and less about, well, the Wild West we often see.
Really makes a thing. So Goblins, for those who haven't encountered it yet, is a cryptocurrency project. And like any ambitious project, it needs funding, right? Development costs, security, legal stuff. It all adds up.
Oh, absolutely. Those early stages are crucial. And Goblins actually has secured funding from Sarsen Funds and an individual investor, smart people, who see where this could go.
Right, they believe in the vision. But here's the interesting part, and this is where it gets really different. They don't want to just reward those early backers with a quick payout and call it a day. The goal is for everyone to be invested in Goblins' long-term success. And that's where this whole PGOB thing comes in.
PGOB, yeah, that's really at the core of how Goblins is trying to change the game. It's a whole different approach to how tokens are usually distributed.
Okay, so walk me through it. What is PGOB and how does it actually work?
So let's say you've got one stablecoin, think of it like a crypto dollar pegged to something stable. You contribute that stablecoin to the project, you get one PGOB in return.
Straightforward enough, but then what? What can you actually do with this PGOB?
All right, so here's the catch, and this is where it gets really interesting. You can't just cash out your PGOB whenever you feel like it. Instead, you can swap one PGOB for one GOB that's Goblins' main cryptocurrency, right? But only under very specific
So it's
conditions.
like you have to wait for the right moment. I'm sensing a theme of delayed gratification here.
You got it. The amount of PGOB you can actually redeem is directly tied to how much the GOB supply grows. As more GOB comes into circulation, more of your PGOB becomes redeemable.
So it's like, that's a good analogy for this. It's like planting a fruit tree, right? You don't just get a ton of fruit on day one. You nurture it, it grows, and the more fruit it bears, the bigger your harvest.
That's a perfect analogy. That's the whole point of PGOB, to link everyone's success to the actual sustainable growth of Goblins, not just a quick buck.
I like it. So everyone's incentivized to see the project thrive, not just their own portfolio.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like for someone who invests in Goblins?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. See, the value of PGOB doesn't just hinge on GOB's price going up, it's about the GOB supply increasing too.
So it's not just about hype and speculation, it's about people actually using Goblins, right?
You got it. It's a bet on the entire project's success, on everyone working together.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. What's the vesting schedule like for the team, the early investors?
So right now, PGOB vests at a rate of 5.875% of the total GOB supply. So as Goblins grows, so does the amount of PGOB that can be turned into GOB. But there's a cap. The total PGOB that the team, investors, and advisors can vest is limited to 9.875% of the GOB supply, no matter what.
9.875%. That's surprisingly low, isn't it?
Just a
Especially in the crypto world, you'd expect them to hold back more for themselves.
It is interesting, isn't it? It's a deliberate choice by Goblins. It sends a message, doesn't it? That this isn't just about rewarding those who got in early. They're keeping a big chunk for future contributors, for people who join the project later on.
It's a bold move for sure.
Yeah.
So to be frank, this isn't your typical buy low, sell high crypto play, is it?
You're right on the money there. Goblins isn't for the faint of heart or those looking to get rich quick.
It's about understanding this whole PGOB system, believing in the project's potential, and being okay with the fact that your rewards are directly tied to Goblins actually growing sustainably.
Exactly. It's as much about shared risk as it is about shared reward.
There's a lot to unpack here, and we're only just getting started. Where do we go from here in our deep dive?
So we've established Goblins isn't some get-rich-quick scheme.
Right, it's a long game, betting on sustainable growth. But does that actually pan out in the real world? I mean, we've seen projects with good intentions, fall flat.
You're not wrong to be cautious. There are always challenges with these kinds of models, especially in crypto. Things change so fast.
Exactly. What if something unexpected happens? What if their plan hits a snag?
Those are the big questions for sure, things investors need to think about. Goblins is intriguing, but it's new, untested at this scale.
Right. And crypto is famous for, well, being a bit wild. Even with the best laid plans, outside forces could impact Goblins.
Right. Absolutely. Due diligence is key here. Investors need to really grasp the risks, and if this model fits their goals, their tolerance.
It's kind of like stepping into the unknown, yeah? You're putting faith in a new system, a new way of doing things. Could pay off big time, but uncertainty comes with the territory.
Precisely. Weighing those potential gains against the inherent risks, that's where it gets really interesting, you know?
Oh, do know.
Remember how Goblins is reserving PGOB for future contributors?
Yeah, that whole saving a slice of the pie thing. I was curious about that. What's the logic there?
Well, that decision, that's huge EE for managing risk, for that long-term growth we discussed.
Laid on me.
Think about it. Any project, especially in crypto, needs talent, right? Developers, marketing, community people, you need that constant influx.
To keep the momentum, to innovate, crypto moves so fast. Gotta adapt.
And that, my friend, is where this PGOB pool comes in. It's a powerful tool to attract and keep those talented folks engaged.
It's like a built-in growth engine. You're not just relying on the starting team. New minds, new ideas constantly coming in.
And those newcomers, they're also incentivized for the long term. Their rewards, same deal, tied to GOB supply growing.
A feedback loop. The more talent you get, the more it grows, the more everyone benefits.
And that right there is the beauty of Goblins. Recognizing that in crypto, it's not a one-person show, it takes a village.
Goblins is banking on that shared goal, that collective effort to reach sustainable success. Whether it works out that way, only time will tell.
Indeed, a fascinating experiment, one we'll be following closely.
Hooked is an understatement. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we got to talk about the risks. Every investment has them, Goblins too. What could go wrong here? So we've covered the potential upside, the long-term vision, all that good stuff. But let's be real for a sec. What could go wrong? Every grand plan has its hiccups. What are the potential pitfalls of Goblins' approach?
Well, one thing that stands out is that this whole model hinges on consistent growth. Remember, PGOB is entirely tied to how much the GOB supply expands.
Right. More GOB in circulation, more PGOB you can cash in. But what happens if that growth stumbles, or worse, goes backward?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? If the GOB supply flatlines or shrinks, PGOB holders are kind of stuck. Their asset isn't gaining value, and they can't even unlock more redemption.
Like that fruit tree we talked about. Suddenly, it stops bearing fruit. All that tending, all that waiting, and for what?
Exactly. And that could snowball, you know? If early birds, team members, can't reap the rewards they were promised, enthusiasm wanes, attracting new talent gets harder, and that growth the model needs, well.
It's a tightrope walk, isn't it? Enough growth to keep things moving, but not so much it becomes unsustainable.
You've got it. And that's why how Goblins approaches growth is key. They're not aiming for some explosive GOB increase overnight. If anything, their model kind of discourages that.
Because a sudden surge in supply, that usually means a price crash.
Yeah.
And that helps nobody, undermines the whole system.
Exactly. Goblins is about that slow, steady, organic growth. Playing the long game, which, as we've said, has its own pros and cons.
It's almost like they're trying to redefine what success even means in the crypto world.
And that's what's so captivating about this whole deep dive. Goblins is shaking things up, challenging the norms, asking, what if long-term value trumps those quick gains? What if the system rewards actual contribution, sustainability, all that?
It's a bold experiment, no doubt.
Yeah.
Whether it takes off or crashes and burns, it'll be fascinating to watch.
100%. And I have a hunch this is just the start, you know? Goblins focus on fairness, on aligning everyone's incentives. It's going to get people talking. Might even inspire some copycats and change how we think about crypto projects entirely.
Good reminder that crypto isn't just numbers on a screen going up, right? It's about building something, trying new things, and, taking risks along the way.
And who knows? Maybe. Just maybe. Goblins cracks the code to a fairer, more sustainable crypto economy. It's a future worth thinking about, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. Is Goblins the future of crypto? Just a blip on the radar. Or cautionary tale waiting to happen. We'll be watching, along with the rest of the crypto world. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, happy diving.